The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com, so give that a read sometime. Before we get started, I just want you to know that you might want to take a look at the photo that accompanies this the written blog of this session called Growing Raspberries on a Trellis. Just take a really good look at it, and if you can, look at it while you listen to this, or at least keep it in mind as you hear me talking. So, as I mentioned, today's topic is growing raspberries on a trellis. Growing raspberries on a trellis, you'll never look back. And that is basically what my brother Craig said about his new favorite way to grow any sort of brambly, berry, cane kind of thing, like raspberries or blackberries. Currently, he's only growing raspberries in this manner, but I'm sure he will eventually hook these things up for his other types of berry, rambling berry crops. So when Craig and I were kids, we both remember picking raspberries at home. And my father had this rambling patch, probably 100 feet square or more. And you'd have to walk through it, and you'd have to dress head to toe in like the thickest, like Carhartt heavy shirts and pants that you could possibly find in order to not come out scratched, looking like you were attacked by a herd of cats. It was just ridiculous. And if there's anything that we could do to prevent that from happening and preventing our kids from having to do that, great. And Craig's solution was to set up a trellis. So when Craig bought his house in South Dakota, it did come with a patch of raspberries, but they were grown around his foundation. It's a great way to prevent someone from breaking into your house through the first floor windows, that's for sure. But it's a horrible location for harvesting and growing a set of raspberries. So he decided to relocate the raspberries to a more accessible area of his garden. And hey, you know, if he's relocating them, why not choose to set them up on a trellis and make them easier to harvest for everybody, instead of having a rambling patch like my dad did? A trellis would wrangle those willy-nilly canes and keep them from splaying outward and sometimes laying on the ground. It would also make it way easier to pick the berries. I will talk you through how he set up the trellis, and this is when looking at that photo might help. First step. A trellis needs some sort of base from which you can string lines to support the fruit-laden canes. So what Craig did was he sunk 5 wooden 4x4 posts, and he sunk them about 2 or 3 feet in the ground, not exactly sure, but they're very stable. And these posts are about 6 feet apart. Step 2, he stabilized the posts and he connected them with horizontally placed 2x4s, 6 foot long 2x4s. He attached these to either side of the sunken posts at a height of about 2 feet off the ground. So if you can imagine that, between 2 upright posts, there on either side of the post, there's this long 2x4. So once he set those up, he then placed 3 foot long segments of 2x4s as crossboards at each of those connecting boards at a height of about 2 feet off the ground. Step 3. So most raspberry trellises that I've seen, and maybe you've seen online, they have wire that goes from post to post. And you pull that wire taut, and it just holds up the canes as they try to grow out to the sides. Craig did something different. So you might remember that Craig used cattle fence paneling for growing his, I think it was cucumbers, growing them vertically. He used it as an arch for growing the cucumbers. So he used it again as a grid. He used lengths of about 3 foot wide section in 6 foot long sections. And you can see it in the photo. He placed this in a horizontal fashion on top of those 3 foot long crossboards. So if you can imagine in your head or look at the picture, you've got these posts and then the horizontal boards, and he just laid this cattle panel grid fencing flat against that. And then he just secured it down to those crossboards. So that was step three. Step four, Craig then repeated this step, steps two and three, to create a second tier of supports about 2 foot above the first one. So now, instead of having one single layer of supports at 2 foot above the ground, he has one at 2 foot and another at about 4 foot. And if you imagine the posts, they're pretty long posts, the vertical ones, he could probably add another layer, if not a fourth layer up there. So those canes can grow really tall if he wants them to. How did it work? Well, Craig loved it. Because he transplanted these canes from around his house to this new section, they didn't grow a ton this year, but they did grow. And as they grew upward, he was able to nudge them through the grids in that first level of cattle fence paneling. He didn't get a measurable harvest, again, because they were so young, but he says the canes are growing nicely and neatly and orderly, and he doesn't have to wear duck cloth to harvest raspberries ever again. What a relief. So if that sounds inspiring to you, go get yourself some 4x4 posts, some cattle fence paneling, and start digging some posts. Until then, have a great time and have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.